Hello, shalom. My name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying the Book of Job, Chapter 27, Sefer Iyov, Perek Kaf Zayin. To recap, in Chapter 26, Iyov outdid Bildad in describing God's greatness and awesomeness. Iyov wanted to show that he agrees with the greatness of God. He described the wonders of creation from the netherworld and the deep till the highest heights. As a response to Bildad, he wanted the friends to know he has great respect and fear of God. Iyov states that his description is only a glimpse of God. So, no one can dispute Iyov's respect for God. He wants to have a hearing with God because he needs to hear God's answers. Iyov also said to Bildad, "You don't even understand divine providence yourself, so how do you expect to help others? You are giving the wrong advice and counsel to those who have no wisdom of their own. Shame on you," says Iyov. "You are misleading people because you do not understand anything yourself." The next two chapters we will study together are called Iyov's Mishalim, parables. So far, the third friend does not respond in this cycle. So the friends finished their responses. Bildad's main accusation that Iyov should not feel self-righteous with God was a searing critique of Iyov's righteousness and his request to have a dialogue or hearing with God. In the end, their main argument is that Iyov sinned, he's nothing compared to God, end of story, no more argument. But for Iyov, this is not the end. The big debate here is the issue of Yirat Hashem, fear of God, and also of understanding God. In the beginning of the book, Iyov is described as Tam V'yashar, Yirei Elokim V'sar Meira. Tam, wholesome, V'yashar, upright, Yirei Elokim, God-fearing, V'sar Meira, shunning evil. He has all the good qualities. The Satan convinced God to test him and see if he is really loyal to God for the right reasons, not only for reward and success. The friends see his suffering as a punishment from God. They argue that they have the authentic fear of heaven. They know that if you act well and fear God, no evil will come to you, and certainly not extreme evil like Iyov's. So by defending God and his ways, theodicy, they are true God-fearers. And Iyov, with his complaints and stubbornness in defending his righteousness, is the one who is blaspheming God by saying that he is not being punished for his sin, by saying that his suffering is unfair. The friends claim that they are the ones with fear of heaven and wisdom, and that Iyov is misguided. Remember the beautiful description by Rashi of Iyov's loneliness. Imagine the three friends come. They're coming to give you succor, to comfort you. And really, they start arguing with you, and you feel all alone instead of feeling the closeness of the friends and that they're there to make you feel as part of a community and supported. They are arguing with Iyov and telling him that he deserves all these terrible punishments. So Iyov is in a state of absolute loneliness. In this chapter, Iyov responds very forcefully that the friends have absolutely no fear of heaven And in the next chapter, absolutely no wisdom. Iyov starts in this perek, and you'll see, for the first time, we don't start the chapter with the words Vaya'an, and he answered, but here that Iyov is now going to be speaking. Several chapters, it starts a little differently. Vayosef Iyov se'et mishalo vayomar. And Iyov continued and took up his parable, his theme, and said, Chai el hesir mishpati, v'shaddai heimar nafshi. I swear by God, who has deprived me of justice, by Shaddai, who has embittered my life, ki chol od nishmati bi v'ruach eloka be'api, as long as there is life in me, and God's breath is in my nostrils, im tidaberna sifatai avla, ulishoni im yehegeri miyah, if my lips will speak wrong, or my tongue will utter deceit, meaning I will never utter deceit, and I will never speak wrong, as long as there is life in me, as long as there is God's breath in my nostrils. God is depriving me of justice, but I will not speak any wrong or utter deceit. So the question is, what is the deceit and wrong that he's holding himself back from speaking? We see he was very forceful in his words, saying that God has not dealt with him in justice. We're thinking he's going to say, I'm never going to curse God, which he won't. But here he's saying, my lips will never speak wrong, nor my tongue utter deceit. I'm not going to lie to say that I sinned. I'm not going to lie to say that I'm getting this punishment because I did wrong. I'm never going to do that. Not till my dying day, says Iyov. Chalila li im atzdik etchem ad egva, v'lo asir tumati mimeni. Far be it for me to say you are right. And until my dying day, I will maintain my integrity. Which means I'm not going to lie to say, oh yeah, I deserve this. Oh yeah, I did steal from the widow and from the orphans and was immoral. No, until my dying day, I will maintain my integrity. Bitzidkati hechazakti v'lo arpeha, lo yecheraf levavi miyamai. I persist in my righteousness, and I will not yield, and I will be free of reproach as long as I live. In verses 1 through 6, Iyov staunchly defends his righteousness. He says, it is God who is unjust here, and God made his life bitter. This is a similar phrase to the one that Naomi says when the women gather round her to greet her in Beit Lechem. Not the issue of injustice. There, she does not mention anything about that, but the description of bitterness. When she returns to Beit Lechem and the friends greet her, she cries out, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, because Shaddai heimar li me'od, God dealt with me very bitterly. So we see a similar phrase, we know, with Naomi. She lost everything. She lost her husband. She lost her sons. She did not have any grandchildren. She's totally alone. I mean, Ruth comes along with her, but Naomi feels the ultimate loneliness. So it makes sense that similar language is used by Naomi and Iyov. Let's get back to Iyov. Even though his life has been embittered by God, Iyov is adamant that he will never lie or speak untruth and admit that he sinned until his dying day. I am holding on to my righteousness, says Iyov, which is very interesting because the friends really want him to admit that he sinned. And here he's even swearing by God's name. You would think, okay, he's going to be humble. He'll have humility now. But he's saying, I'm not just going to say I sinned in order to make you happy, friends, or in order to curry favor with God. I am not. I am going to stick with my view because I really still feel I did not deserve this. I'm not perfect, but I don't deserve this. And in an interesting twist, Eov ends the chapter with a speech about the futility of the wicked, that they will be punished in the end and nothing will be left of their wealth. Now, to us, that is interesting because Eov spent chapters upon chapters arguing that there is no fairness in the world and that the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper. Why is he changing his tune here? Is he finally realizing that maybe there will be recompense in the end, even though he's suffering here? Is he implying that the friends are wicked, like they clearly stated about him? Is he impugning them as wicked? In verse 8, he speaks about flatterers. Is Eov calling the friends empty, hypocritical flatterers of God, who are defending God's word and justice to prove, oh, our life is good, that's why we must be good? Is Eov saying that they will get their payback by God as a punishment for their shabby treatment of him? Let's see verse 8. Ma tikvat chanef ki yivtza, ki yeshel Eloha nafsho. For what hope has the impious man when he is cut down, when God takes away his life? Hatzaakato Yishmael ki tavo alav tzara? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Are these allusions to the friends subtle or not so subtle? Is Eov saying that the friends are impious and they will be cut down? And God will not hear their cry when trouble comes upon them? Is Eov criticizing the friends and saying they are wicked? To sum up, in this chapter, Eov criticizes the friends and their views. They said he was a sinner. He is not. He is righteous. They are the ones who are misguided and are the ones who will not prosper. Next class, we will study together Eov chapter 28, when Eov speaks about wisdom and the beauty of wisdom. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.